not know you.
If you guys know me, I've never been here before in my life. I was looking for you.
So what do you think?
Well, a good thing to remember here is that no one actually gets killed softly. This is an ultra-violent movie. Actually, quite a bit of comedy to it as well. But it's a little off-balanced when they're going from comedy to violence and back and forth and so forth. This is basically Wall Street meets Goodfellas. It talks about how a financial crisis in the U.S. can be compared to a financial crisis in the mob world. And they do a pretty good job with the political parallels, but you know, it gets a little heavy-handed at times. America runs like a corporation. Yeah, we get it. I think this is destined to turn some away. It's going to split audiences. It's either going to be too violent, too slow, or too preachy. I thought it was expertly acted. Pitt does a great job as this grimy kind of hitman. It's intriguingly written. It's an effectively gritty look at corporations gone awry. I'm going to give it a solid B. I think it'll get better with more viewings, but as it stands, it's pretty good.
Is that why he has the long, greasy hair thing going on now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was a Chanel product he was using.
How about The Sessions? Helen Hunt. We haven't seen her for a while.
Yeah, no, and it's good to see her in something like this. This tells the story of a 38-year-old man. He's paralyzed from the neck down. He's determined to lose his virginity with the help, of course, from his therapist and his priest. John Hawks plays that man, Helen Hunt, William H. Macy. This is a graceful, humorous, honest movie, a very touching story about people and connectivity and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to give it a B+, actually, and expect to see some nods, at least in the acting category. Probably for Helen Hunt, probably for John Hawks, probably for everybody in it.
Okay, here's one a lot of people are really fascinated by. It's called Hitchcock. It's a love story about Alfred Hitchcock and his wife, and it supposedly takes place during the making of Psycho.
I need something fresh, something different.
It was the knife that, a moment later, cut off her scream and her head. Charming. Doris Day should do it as a musical.
Now,
that's a great line.
That guy sounded exactly like Hitchcock, but it's not Hitchcock, is it?
No, it is not. It's Anthony Hopkins. Helen Mirren plays his wife. This delves into the marriage and creative partnership between the two. It's a very touching story in there. I think a lot of it's embellished. It feels kind of like a paint-by-numbers biography. There's some good stuff to take away, but I'm going to have to give it a C+.
Oh, yeah, it's just a little killed me, really.
I'm sorry.
But how's Hopkins?
Hopkins is great. Yeah, I mean, you put all that makeup on, he looks quite a bit like him, and he does a very good job. I don't know. It's more of a caricature, so I don't know if he's going to have Oscar nods in his future or not. We'll see.